It is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, the third in New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina. There was some violence in the city on this holiday week. Seven people were injured in shootings near parades that police attributed to personal grudges and drug disputes. Also, two men were killed when they were run over by floats. Despite all that, NPR's Greg Allen reports Mardi Gras is just about back to its pre-Katrina exuberance and attendance.
There are actually 12 days of parades here in New Orleans and pedigreed Mardi Gras celebrations elsewhere in Louisiana and Mobile, Alabama. But for most of us, Mardi Gras means New Orleans. And by 8 a.m. this morning, hundreds of people were gathered at the corner of Claiborne and Jackson for the start of the Zulu Parade. Larry Roy, resplendent in face paint, red satin coat, and headdress, is the Zulu's minister of fun. And as for any lingering effects of Hurricane Katrina...
Oh, we're back to where we were, even stronger. I mean, really stronger. We have more members now. We had a lot of members that died during the storm or whatever. We have some that's passing now. But we have a membership that constantly has a waiting list.
Among the crews, the second lines, and the parade spectators, Katrina is a topic that really didn't come up much. Not even when the parade was opened by a man riding a horse dressed in Indian buckskins and a war bonnet. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin.
Oh, yeah, I ride every year to start the parade off, to kind of get things going. And this is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, so it looks like it's going to be a great crowd, and I'm looking forward to it. Happy Mardi Gras. Yes.
Hot coffee, bread pudding, red bean rice, hot dog.
New Orleans means music, but it also means food. Deacon Watson of the United House of Prayer is a former Army sergeant and cook who, when pressed, admits bread pudding is a specialty. His secret?
Knowing the taste what people like in New Orleans, and that's the taste of nutmeg and vanilla.
How about rum or brandy? You go with that?
We're not with the church, but at home we do.
Locals know there are some secrets to Mardi Gras. The first is to know where to find a bathroom close to the parade route. But another is how to get really good loot, the beads, cups, and trinkets the crews throw from the floats. Suzanne Stuckey had an ace in the hole, two cute kids. 6-year-old Jack and 3-year-old Austin perched securely in a box fastened on top of a stepladder.
Hello. Hi.
I'm not from New Orleans. What's the deal with these stepladders in the boxes?
It holds the kids in. It puts them higher so they can catch stuff. So it keeps them from the crowds.
Yeah.
It's really a great part of Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
you catch?
I caught a football.
There is one more important tip shared by longtime Zulu crew member Kevin Thomas. To get through 12 days of parades and parties, you have to pace yourself.
And then, well, you slow your roll. You don't.
Yeah, on crew parties.
You
yeah.
sip. You don't drink.
Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.